Vaydaber Hashem al Moshe Lamer. Hashem spoke to Moshe saying, Pinchas ben Elozer ben Aaron HaKoyim. Pinchas, the son of Elozer, the son of Aaron. Heshev es Chamosi me'al b'nei Yisrael. He turned back my wrath, my anger, from the b'nei Yisrael. B'kana yis kanosi b'soichem. When he zealously avenged my anger, my revenge amongst them, but like Kilesias b'nei Yisrael b'kinosi, and I didn't destroy the b'nei Yisrael in my vengeance. Pinchas ben Elozer ben Aaron HaKoyim. Why is it miyachasim to Aaron HaKoyim? Rashi asks the question. Rashi says because the Shvatim were mevazeh him. They said, Harayisim ben Puti Zeh, you see, the descendant of this Puti of Yisrael, Shapitaim Avi'im Yagolim Lavaydis Kechovim, his grandfather Yisrael used to fatten up calves for Avaydis Zorah, and this fellow who stems from Yisrael, in Avid Avaydis Zorah, Taharag Nasi Shevet Mi Yisrael. So therefore, the Pasuk tells us over here, and it's Miyachasim after Aaron, Pinchas ben Elozer ben Aaron, he has the Yichas of Aaron. So the portion is Kakashi, you have to understand, what were the Shvatim thinking? Did they deny the fact that it was a tremendous Chilul Hashem done over here, that an Osi B'Yisrael was Mizana Barabim? Was anybody misupik whether he was Chai of Nisa? So what's the Pshat that they were Mavazim? He did a tremendous act. What's the Nina B'Zayinus over here? So there's various Pshatim. One of the Pshatim that the Mepharshim say is, and Zichud, they were asking to do is a Chai of Nisa over here. But they held that Pinchas is not really the one to do it. Pinchas, he comes, he stops from an Ovid Avodah Zarah, he's not choshev at all. Chazal say the Klal, Mikan Shahahegi Koyfetz Bereish. The simpleton always jumps to the front. People Klal didn't understand what he was doing. He's not the one to do this. Someone that's in the Hagen of Mensch that understands the Avodah, and he goes ahead and kills a Nasi B'Yisrael. He did it with Machshava, he did it with a Gedank. Such a person is right to do something like this. But who is Pinchas? He stops from Yisrael. Mistomani was a little bit of the Goyish Kaite in him that influenced him to do it, but it wasn't done mitay seichel. But since they were masking, it should be done, but not through him. So for that, the Torah tells us, Pinchas ben Elozer ben Aaron HaKoyim, Adarabah, it was the Aaron HaKoyim in him. It was the fact that he was so close to Hashem, that is what motivated him to do it. It didn't come mitay kapnus haseichel, it didn't come without thought. Lehepach, it's Pinchas ben Elozer ben Aaron HaKoyim, he did it with the highest kavanah shayach, and Adarabah, he is more right than anybody to do it. But like Kilesi has been a Yisrael b'kinosi. And because of him, I will not destroy the B'nai Yisrael in my vengeance. So the first ask, Kasha, where did the B'nai Yisrael come in over here? What did the B'nai Yisrael do wrong? If anything, it was Zimri ben Solu, the Nasi L'Shevet Shimon. You want to be Machai Gan Shevet Shimon? Okay, they tried to defend him. So Shevet Shimon maybe was guilty. But what's probably Chilisi is B'nai Yisrael? Where did the B'nai Yisrael come into the picture? We see from over here how great the Indian is of Kol Yisrael or Eben Zeh Vozeh. If such a maisa could happen in Klal Yisrael, it's a sign that everybody in Klal Yisrael had a little bit of that chesaron in them. Because if everybody in Klal Yisrael would be mufti, they'd be on a higher madreger, this such a thing could not have happened. Such a thing, it never would have been a haskola, because Zimri ben Solo would have realized that the nation's not going to tolerate such a thing. And if he had the chusmah to do it, it's because he thought he would have supporters, he would have helpers, and not only Shevet Shimon, but even the rest of the B'nai Yisrael would have an Yichuza over here. Must be that the rest of Klal Yisrael also was luckily a little bit in this Indian, so the MSA also would have been Chayav Nisa, if not for the fact that Pinchas did this tremendous mice. Beprat, when it comes to Inyanam of Gili Arayis, Gili Arayis, Siddur Yadua, the Ramban says, there are 15 Arayis mentioned in the Torah. 15 Kravis, 15 women that a person is not allowed to marry, als Erev. And that corresponds with the Shem Yud K, with the Shem Ka. Why? Because B'makom with his Erev, then the Shchin is nostalgic. Lehepa, with his Agedra of Arayas, with his Kedusha, that's where the Shchin rests in Klal Yisrael. So especially there's a time on Klal Yisrael, if it shayach such a thing, that there should have been a Znus Barad, but now it wasn't Mamish, the Arayas was Boil Alakusis, which it's not the regular Erva, but it was Me'ain, the Indian of Erva, and it was done Barabin. It was a Taina on all of Klal Yisrael. We find in Sefer Shoftim the terrible, terrible Maisa of Pilegesh Begibah. There was a Maisa that happened at the Shevet Binyamin. There was a Maisa's noose with the Pilegesh, and she was found dead because so many people were Mizana with her. What was the Sefer Dover? All of Klal Yisrael declared war against Shevet Binyamin. They held it was a piritzah, they held it was a tremendous Chilul Hashem and a tremendous Avodah Dunbar Rabbah. So there was a major civil war, all of the Shvatim against Shevet Binyamin, because Shevet Binyamin was not willing to give over the perpetrators that were involved in this Aveira. You see what a Chumri is, the Ganyan is to all of Klal Yisrael. Why should all of Klal Yisrael get involved? It was something that had shaykhs to Shevet Binyamin, and there was a few Yechidim in Shevet Binyamin. Of a five studies, the rule of Klal Yisrael, they felt responsible if such a thing could happen and we don't make a machot. And the title will be on us also. So you see, especially by a Dover's Nus of a person like that happens, all the Klal Yisrael is held responsible. So Maisa Shahoya, Rabbi Lozor Moshe Horowitz, was the Rav of Pinsk, he was one of the Gdolei Hador. And in his tkufa, when he was Rav, all of a sudden a number of young people, one after the other, they mysteriously were dying. They were trying to figure out what was wrong. So they had a concealer with and Tvila and Tainus, and Wazamaisha got up and he gave Musa to the whole Tzibur, and he said we have to be Baidik our Aveiris and see what kind of an Aveir is being done here that's causing this thing to happen. Baidik their Aveiris, they were portioned, they were Yidin, they were Shemri Tayyubu Mitzvahs, and they found that in the entire city that everything was fine. There was one person, he was a person that had power, he wielded power, he was a shtickle, a bully. And he was negligent in the Yonei Tzvius. He was pirates in the Yonei of Tzvius. And they came to the conclusion that could be the only possible thing. But to protest against him was also a Shverizach because he had ties with the police, he had ties with the mayor. So they made up, if Chas V'Sholom, a Maisa happens again, that someone's nifted, they're going to have a demonstration in front of his house. Kachal, unfortunately, another younger man was nifted. So the whole city came, and they made a demonstration in front of his house, and different Rabbonim got up to speak. First states that this fellow was up in arms, and he took these people to court. So the heads of the Kehillah, they were worried, what's going to be with us? You know, we're going to lose. We made a demonstration in front of his house. He has so much power. So Rav Lozor Moshe said, don't worry, I'm going to get up, and I'm going to defend the Kehillah. On the day of the court case, he got up, and in front of the Goyisha judge, he gave a whole drasha. He said that we find in Chazal in many places that a lack of tznius barabim is the cause of death and is the cause of terrible calamity in Klal Yisrael. And the judge heard it, and the judge started to pat them. He heard, he said that Rabbi Horowitz or Lozor Moshe, he proved his case, and he patted them. And the fellow was forced to stop what he was doing in the middle of the Magevu was stopped. But that was the end over here of what Chilisa is B'nai Yisrael B'kinah see when there's a lack of tznius barabim. In Yonim of Arayis, it's a terrible kitrug on the cloud. Heshiv es amosi me'al b'nei Yisrael. He turned back my anger from the b'nei Yisrael. What's the lashon of heshiv? Should have said he was mevatel my anger. He abolished my anger. What's the heshiv? He turned away my anger. There's a beautiful word here from the Vilna Gaon. Vilna Gaon says, we know that in the word machtzis hashekel, Machtzis HaShekel, we know, is a kapora for Klal Yisrael, and it saves them from death, as they state in the Pasuk in Chazal, that the Machtzis HaShekel saved Klal Yisrael from death. If you take the word Machtzis, the middle letter is Tzadik. Tzadik represents Tzedakah. When a person gives Tzedakah, the letters right next to Tzedakah, right before it is a Ches, and right afterwards is a Yud, that's Chai. Tzedakah is Goyrim Chiyus, is Goyrim Life. The outside letters of Machtzis are Mem and Sof. That's Mace. The Misa is Meruchik. When you have Tzedakah in the middle and you have the Tzadik in the middle, it's surrounded by Chai, it's surrounded by Life, and Mace is broken apart. In the word Chamosi, there's Mace exactly in the middle. That was Misa. So what did Pinchas do? He did the greatest Tzedakah Shaya. He was makir himself. Shevet Shimon was ready to kill him. And he was makir himself with Shema HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he went and he killed Zimri ben Sol and Kozmi ben Tzur. That's the greatest tzedakah in the world. So when Mace was in the middle, he stuck a tzadik in, the tzedakah in the middle. The middle of the Mace was reversed to the outside. And Chai came back inside. machatzis. So heishiv es chamosi. He returned the word chamosi. He turned it around by putting his tzaddik in the middle, by doing this act of tzedakah. He rearranged the word chamosi and it turned back again into machatzis, where the chai is right next to it and the mesh was on the outside. That's heishiv es chamosi me'al v'nei Yisrael. Wachem hinani noisin loy as brisi shalom. Therefore, I am giving him my covenant of peace. Pashta Chakrashi says, it's like Hashem was sending him shalom. You know, shalom and yashakaya for that which you did. What's the meaning of shalom over here? What's the shalom piach sam sefer? Sam sefer says that the same way it's impossible for the world to exist without mochamas, the world has to have war. Because war is really the cause of peace. The pacifists and the liberals, they all say to stay away from war is the worst thing in the world. But it's a dar yeshua that the existence of the world, you have to put down tyrants, you have to put down malchirs that want to take over the rest of the world, you have to go out and fight against them. It's the same thing in Ruchnias. In Ruchnias, shalom is a gevalde gezach, but sometimes shalom is not a gezach. It's a famous verse. When it comes to brotherhood, when it comes to friendship, I'll speak shalom with you. When it comes to Yonam of Ruchnias, I'm going to look for what's good for you. I'm not going to look for peace. If I have to fight a Muhammad, then I'm going to have to fight a Muhammad. It's not always good to be nice. Sometimes you have to be able to fight for what you think is right. And that's the pshat. Talmidei Chachomim Marvim Sholem Ba'ol. What's the chiddush? Why would I think Talmidei Chachomim are not Marvim Sholem Ba'ol? The terrorists, as you would think, a lot of times Talmidei Chachomim, they come out with a kol kirei, and they come out and they fight the Melchomis Hashem. So people think, yeah, Talmidei Chachomim, they make machloikas. For that, Chazal teaches lehepach. When they scream out against what's wrong, Talmidei Chachomim Marvim Sholem Ba'ol. Adarabah, they're the ones that bring peace into the world. Is they're screaming out, and what looks to you like a killer, which something which is not a Dorashal Shalom, and it's not an Imazdiki thing, lehepach, by them screaming out and putting the tzibur in place to where they're supposed to be. Talmidei Chachomim, Marvim Sholem Ba'ol. Dr. Sam Sefer, that's what happened over here. Pinchas did an act of kanoyas, it did an act of murder. It almost looks like a terrible thing. And that's also why it says Pinchas ben Elozer ben Aaron HaKoyim. It stems from Aaron, the Oyeh of Shalom, the Reid of Shalom. This wasn't the Hepach of Shalom, the Hepach. This was Marv of Shalom and Klal Yisrael, between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and between Klal Yisrael. This goes into the Talmidei Chachomim, Marv of Shalom ba'olam. So the Midah Kenegid Midah was Hinani Noisimle as Brisi Shalom. Don't think that this was an act of violence. Don't think that this was an act of war, the Hepach. It might have been a Muhammad Taka, but this was the ultimate Shalom, because Alidei his Maise, he brought Shalom between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch. So Dabar Yadua, that in the 1930s, early 1930s, might have been even the late 1920s, there was a terrible Maise that happened in Vilna, and that was that the Zionists and the communists, the Jewish communists, the Workers' Party, the Schist, and all of these leftist groups, they wanted to, Rav Chaim Oizer was the Rav of Vilna, and they wanted to put up a different Rav instead of Rav Chaim Oizer. And the Chafetz Chaim waged the Mulchome Mamish, a tremendous war against these people. You know, the Mamish to be paid him, and Rav Chaim Oizer, this person, Agami, was a friendly Yid, but he didn't come to Rav Chaim Oizer's ankles. Chaim Oizer was Mamish, the God should be Israel. Agam Rav Chaim Oizer himself didn't want to fight the battle, Machas Anover, but the Chofetz Chaim fought a Mulchom on behalf of Rav Chaim Oizer. Unfortunately, they didn't win. The other fellow got elected. But the chutzpah and the huzzah of the other side, they put a big ad to one of the Yiddish newspapers, maybe even more than one of the Yiddish newspapers, that it's a pellet to them that the Chofetz Chaim, that all of his life, he fought against Lashon Hara, and here he should be talking Lashon Hara against the other side. How could it be? What gives the right to the Chofetz Chaim to speak Lashon Hara against us? You're not supposed to speak bad against another Yid. You know, it was an article filled with cynicism. So the Chofetz Chaim himself printed a Kol Kairi in the next edition, he says, Taka, my whole life I fought against Lashon Hara, and I was misadah the halachas on Lashon Hara, and Adarab over here, it's a mitzvah to talk to Lashon Hara. There's times when people shouldn't, but there's times when people should. And a person has to know that sometimes when he has to wage a mulchama l'shem Hashem and l'shem the betterment of Klal Yisrael and Ruchnius, you have to speak out against what's not your wrong. Talmidei Chachamim Marbim Sholim Ba'olam, they know when to speak out. And here, with Pinchas doing this act of what seems an act of murder, that goes into the Klal of Talmidei Chachamim Marbim Sholim Ba'olam, and the Nele Hineni Noisen Loi as Rishi Shalom. Vayomer Hashem al Moshe. Hashem said to Moshe, Moshe Rabbeinu was soon going to leave the world. Hashem said to Moshe, Kach lechos Yehoshua ben Nun, take for yourself Yehoshua ben Nun, Ish asher ruach boy, v'shamachtes yod cholo, you should place your hands upon him, you should give some of your koyach to him. So Rashi says, what does it mean? Kach, as Yehoshua ben Nun, Kach, kochenu bidvar, take him with words. Ashrecha, praise are you, shezochisa lahanig bonor shalmokhe. Ashrecha, that you're zeiche to lead the people, to lead the sons of HaKadosh Baruch. So first of all, that which Rashi says, kach l'cho, is moshcheu b'dvarim. This is a Rashi that appears numerous times in the Chamisha Chumashay Torah. By a human being, it's not shy to say, kach, take him physically. You don't take a person physically, you handle, you know, merchandise physically. But a human being, the way to move a human being is not to move him physically, it's to move his heart, to move his emotions, to move his way of thinking. You find numerous times, kachas alavim, take the levim. Rashi says, moshcheim bedvarim. Appease them, tell them, convince them it's a good thing that they're doing. They're chosen to do the avodas HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the Beis HaMikdash. It says, Vayikach es ha'odom. Hashem took Odom and he brought him to Gan Eden. Rashi says over there also, Lokhoi b'dvorim. He convinced him to go into Gan Eden. So the same thing over here, by a human being, it's not shaykh to take the position. The essence of a human being is not his body. The essence of a human being is his heart, it's his rotzen. So to appeal to him, you have to take his rotzen. Kiyikach ishish is also the same thing. When a fellow takes a wife, he doesn't take her physically. He gives her something to appease her, to be masculine. And he says, Areyat mekudeshesli. Also an Indian of Dvorim. And how many times you've had, you know, governments that have tried to oppress their people and force them to do things, and it might last for a little while, but after a while the people rebel. You can't physically force people to do anything. Eventually, if you're not moish of their rotzen, if you don't take their heart and if you don't take their emotions, eventually they're going to rebel. So kicha by an odom has to be moshcheu b'dvorim. You have to appease them and convince them to do this. What is this Mashiach b'dvarim? Kochenu b'dvarim. Ashrecha. Praised are you. Shezochis olahanik banar shalmokin. So back to Chavetz Chaim Makashe. Did Moshe Rabbeinu really believe this? Moshe Rabbeinu himself said, Eicho erso lovadi torchachem ma'asachem v'rivchem. How could I carry the burdens of Klal Yisrael alone? He complained to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rabbeinu Shloim, you told me to take them, Kashi Yisrael, I'm in a Sayyone, I can't do it. So what's the pshat over here? He says, Ashrecha, that you're zeicha to lead Klal Yisrael. When Moshe Rabbeinu said, I can't handle it. Enter the Chavetz Chaim. Says a storekeeper, a grocery store fellow, he has to handle with all kinds of customers. He has good customers. He has customers that are very picky. He has some customers that complain. He has some customers that scream at him. He has some customers that will cheat him. Did you ever hear a guy from a grocery say, I'm only accepting the good customers? And those people that are not going to talk nicely to me, I don't want your business. You'll never hear such a thing. Because he knows that in order to survive, he's going to have all kinds of customers, and he's going to have to be saved. At the end of the day, when he counts up his profits, he forgets about the fact that the customers were difficult, and he's happy with the profits that he made. So after Chavetz Chaim, he says, Zichron Moshe Rabbeinu, they were tarchonim, they were sarbonim, they refused, and they were stubborn. There were people that gave him a hard time. But at the end of the day, Moshe Rabbeinu realized that the schar for leading Klal Yisrael is going to be tremendous. So Nameli told Yeshua and Hanami, there's going to be problems. It's not going to be easy going. They're an amkshay ayre. Over at the end of the day, Ashrecha shezachisa to the man in the one of my Ashrecha, praise to you, the end result is going to be, you're going to be happy with it, and when you count your profits, it'll all be well worth it. Zok to Chafetz Chaim, that this is not only said on the Manik Hador, this is said with any endeavor of a mitzvah. You're from a yid, there's a lot of mitzvahs in being from a yid. I have a complaint here and a complaint there, and this is difficult, and that's difficult. You know, after a whole day of work, to come to learn that's the greatest accomplishment shaykh in my eyes, that's my mission, so like the greatest accomplishment shaykh after a day of hard work and dealing with the kids, to come to learn at night, it's not shaykh, not accomplishment. It's difficult, it's hard, I'd like to rest, and I'd like to relax, and it's not difficult. But the end result is, Ashreichem, that you're zoiche, to be oivdim la'mokhaim, and you're able to count the schar. And the end result will be, that when the people count up their schar, that extra tiredness and that extra tircha, that will long be forgotten, and all they're going to see is the schar that they get afterwards. That's a limud that the Chofetz Chaim says over here. Shteitin posik v'nosata me'hoidcho olav. You should share with your light. You know, you should give over from your light to Yahushua. So Rashi brings down Chazal that say, me'hoidcho v'loy kolhoidcho. From your light, but not all of your light. Pnei Moshe k'pnei hakam. The face of Moshe Rabbeinu was done to the face of the sun. Pnei Yahushua k'pnei levan. The face of Yahushua was like the face of the Levan. That's what Rashi says here. The Gemara Baba Basra, which is the Chazal that Rashi quotes, it continues. Zekenim Shebidor HaYuayimrim. The Zekenim of that door used to say, Oy loy loy sabuja, oy loy loy sakrin. Woe to that embarrassment, woe to that shame. The pashtus of the Gemara is, people saw the difference between Moshe Rabbeinu and Yahushua. The Moshe Rabbeinu was ponov kepnei hachama, and Yahushua was ponov kepnei halavana. It was an embarrassment. What kind of an embarrassment? I mean, everybody's believed to be like Moshe Rabbeinu. I mean, I got the Rambam says you're mechuyim, but you have to try your hardest. Yahushua was the man of Israel. Yahushua was a Navi. Yahushua was the next one to give over the Torah to the, in the chain of Klal Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu was son of Yodav Olav. The Pasuk says tremendous things about Yahushua. So what's the pshat over here that it was a Mizrahim? What's Oyvav Oyshabusha, Oyvav Oyshaklima? There's various pshatim over here. There's a pshat, a nifludik pshat from the Chidah. He says it wasn't the bush of Yahushua Kalapi Moshe. The Zakenim felt a tremendous disappointment in themselves. Chazal tell us, why was Yahushua Zeichet to be the man of Hador? He wasn't necessarily the greatest amongst all the Zakenim. The pshat was, he used to wake up early in the morning and set up the benches in the Beis Medrash, and he gave himself over to cleaning the Beis Medrash. So it was chus that he was willing to be mevazeh himself, and mainly he was zeichet to be greater than everybody else. The other people, they felt, for us it's embarrassing. For us it's not l'fich v'deinu. They weren't willing to do it. But later on, when they saw what Yeshua was zeichet to, that Pnei Yeshua had lit up like the Pnei Alavana, they said, "Oy lo lo oisabusha, why were we embarrassed? Look at Pila. Why was it considered a dover of shame? Look at Pila. If we would have been willing to embarrass ourselves, look at Pila, to clean up the base matters and to set up the benches the way Yeshua was, then we would have been like him as well. Oy lo lo oisabusha, they put down their busha. Why were we ashamed? Why was it not all v'chleidenu to clean up the base matters?" There's a very big lesson from over here. When it comes to a divine mitzvah, then nothing is a b'zayin. Nothing is a b'zayin. If it's right, if it's something for that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to do, then nothing's considered a b'zayin. Tells her a yeshiva, Rebellion Mayor Bloch Zatzal, used to see a cigarette butt on the floor of the base measures, used to bend down to pick it up. It wasn't the b'zayin thing. He used to say, by grace and mention, by great people, then in the stock and claim the kite. There's no trivial matters when it comes to great people. There's one chutzim in the base marriage. He once saw a belly man picking up a cigarette, but he said, the Shashiva needs a cigarette, I can give him a full cigarette. That's the shot. When something is a davar shebikdusha, then it's not shy of the zayin, it's a pasnish from it. Yeah, as I'll speak about a zokin benu l'fich v'idoy, like I'm picking up a mitziah in the street, that's something else. Right? That's an inyanim moment is, but in davar shebikdusha, oy lo lo is a busha, oy lo lo is a klima, they will be mourning the fact that they considered it a busha, and they considered it a klima. The grandfather of Rashi, used to clean up the area in front of the Aron Kodesh with his beard. He had a long beard, and he used his beard as a broom to clean up the area in front of the Aron Kodesh. So he had a dream that he would be zeichet to someone, to a descendant that's going to be Meirein and Klal Yisrael, and he was zeichet to a grandson like Rashi. There's the Baal HaTashbetz, Tashbatz, is a Rishi. So he used to make sure to clean up all Sfarim from their dust. Whenever he saw Sfarim, he used to make sure that they're clean. So it was this Galilei B'chalon, that his Sfarim are never going to get withered, they're never going to get moldy, they're never going to rot. So Chaim Kanievsky said that he saw an old, old copy of the Tashbatz in the house of the Chazanish. He said it was in perfect condition. It was, I don't know from how long before, but it was an old, old, old edition of the Tashbatz. It was a mamish perfect edition. It wasn't below his dignity to clean up the Svarim and to make sure that they're not dusty. Min HaShemayim, they gave him a simon that they were nichale with that. And Moshe spoke to Hashem saying, Yivkoy Hashem alikei haruchos l'chol bosar ish al ha'eda. May Hashem, may He appoint a person over the gathering of Klal Yisrael. Asher yetzei lifneihem, v'asher yovei lifneihem. That should go out before them, and they should come before them. First of all, what's the pshat? He should go out before them, and he should come before them. What's this going out and coming? So I saw a pshat from the Imre Emes, not over here, but in Parshas Vayelech. In Parshas Vayelech it says that Moshe Rabbeinu went around to Klal Yisrael. And he said, "Today I'm 120 years old. I cannot go out and come back." What is that lashon of going out and coming back? So the Imre Yemes says over there that the Manik Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu, was b'koyach of going out, of leaving this world of the mundane, leaving this gashmiyistic world, and elevating himself to bond with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then he would come back to Klal Yisrael and bring down that Kedusha and be Mekadosh, the regular tibias that you're living with the Kedusha that he brought down in HaShemayim. That's Lotzeis V'Loi, to go out of this world, to go out into the Olam of Ruchnius V'Loi, and to come back and bring down that Ruchnius into this Olam HaTeva, into this Olam HaGashmi. Moshe Rabbeinu reached 120 years old, he says, "I'm no longer able to do this." He reached such a high madrega that he wasn't able to lower himself anymore to bring it down to Klal Yisrael. So he said, "My time has come. You need someone that's going to be able to go up and come back down again." That's the pshat over here when he said, "Yivkeh Hashem alekei ruchos, asher yetzei lufneihem, v'yovei lufneihem." He should be able to go up and elevate himself, atshmei hashamayim, to bond with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'asher yovei lufneihem, he's able to come back down again and to bring that Kedusha down into the daily life of Klal Yisrael. Asher yetzei lufneihem, v'yovei lufneihem. I just want to finish off with a cute word from the Chofetz Chaim. When it references, when it enumerates the counting of the Bnei Yisrael in this week's parasha, so it says, "V'yetzer mishpachas hayitzri, v'shilen mishpachas hashilmi." So Zot the Chofetz Chaim, "V'yetzer," someone that wants to go up to his gates of Hara, he'll always find people, a mishpacha that's going to help him out. He says, "B'derek shalom reitzer leilech meilichen oisai, v'yetzer mishpachas hayitzri." He'll always find a group of friends that are going to do the same thing with him. Shilein, to someone that wants shleimus, mishpachas hashileimi. He'll find habolat tar messiah, someone that wants to go on the right derech, min hashamayim dermansiim chaverim, a chavura that'll be able to find shleimus, l'shilein mishpachas hashileimi. Have a good Shabbos, everybody. This week is the last Chumash here for this season. And Yerushalayim, I'm going away next week to Cleveland for the camp there. So we hope to be back in Yerushalayim and Elul. And we'll continue then. And every Shabbat Shabbat, a good, happy, healthy summer.